finding dating coaches on the internet or dating gurus or anyone who does info marketing on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And we came across a certain person. I don't know if we're going to name them or not. As the show goes on, maybe we will, maybe we won't. I don't know.
No, because I don't want people going and looking him up and buying his stuff.
Well, we already know it's a he, so there you go for giving that away.
That's 50% of them. 50% of them. So
sure, Sarah. So anyway, y'all, before Sarah goes off the rails really quick, we found this person a month ago, and they have been pretty much the bane of Sarah's existence ever since we came across this person. And Dio and I had a show about this maybe about a month ago, about this particular topic and about this particular person, because honestly, I felt today was a good day for us to dissect a document that we were able to procure.
Yep.
And it is from this said YouTuber.
Yep.
And it basically is, and I quote, 16 ways to immediately disqualify her for a long-term relationship. Now, this YouTuber in particular is, some would call red pill. Some would say
red pill rage.
Red pill rage. Some people would say alpha male.
No.
Whichever way you want to paint the brush with, that would be how this person identifies to their audience. So, when I tell you, Sarah, that says there are 16 ways to disqualify a woman to being essentially someone's girlfriend, your thoughts are what?
Oh, there's so many not nice thoughts, to be honest. First of all, this is the epitome of a blanket statement. This is putting women in a box, and if they don't fit in, they're not worthy or worth a man's time, and it's BS. So BS. There's so much here that I just cringe. You're gonna see me very reactive tonight. I've read this list twice, and it's still like I see number one right here, and I want to throw things. I know what number one is. Like, I've known it for a while. Yeah.
So okay, that's where we start. Number one, and mind you, let me just put a preface here.
Okay.
Both you and myself do not abide by or sign off on anything that we're going to be talking about. Any of these rules, any of these little notations. I'm strictly speaking about this one YouTuber's list of disqualifiers for relationships. Male to female relationships.
Yes, this is going to be fun. So okay. When he does this too, there are different levels.
Yes.
There is a red flag, meaning, oh, still dateable, but keep your guard up. There is a crimson flag, which I am a crimson flag, just all the way, probably a black flag.
You are literally wearing a crimson shirt.
I am. It works. It's suiting today. There's a crimson flag. It's like, hey, this probably isn't going to work, but I don't remember exactly. And the black flag is
avoid at all costs. Yes.
Avoid at all costs. I know I am a black flag in one of these. So we'll get to it when we get to it. Let's just start, and I will tear it down as I do every single time I've read this list.
Are we going to tear it down, or are we going to try to see where the person's coming from?
We could try both.
Okay.
And I say try because sometimes some of these are just really hard for me.
The first disqualifier is that she has tattoos, plural. And the flag level here is variable.
Yes. The number, a red flag, according to this YouTuber, is a small one that's easily concealable. You know, you can't really see just something little and cute. And that's a red flag.
An ankle tattoo, an ankle tattoo, a small tattoo at the base of her neck if she has long hair.
Yeah, if she has long hair, just something easily concealable. That's a red flag, still possibly dateable. A crimson flag, is one that is not easily concealable, which goes up all the way up my arm. Let's see. Visible most of the time with or without clothing. That would be mine. That is a crimson flag. And a black flag is a face tattoo, if I remember correctly. Yes.
Yes, face tattoos are a no-go. So let me ask you about face tattoos, Sarah.
Okay.
So I know you're already riled up because you have tattoos that are not easily concealable.
Yes.
Fine. But when he says he wants to he disqualifies women who have large tattoos on their faces. Thoughts are what?
There are thoughts. I can understand where he's coming from, where he. No, I'm not there yet. Where, no. Face tattoos in general come with a reputation. Does that mean you should automatically disqualify that person because they have that? No, there's a person with that tattoo. There's a person who has a story and has potential for growth. Should you disqualify them? No. Is he attracted to that? No, that's fine. You don't have to be attracted to someone with a face tattoo. You don't. You don't. But to say no man should date a woman with a face tattoo.
But there's a reason he's saying this, and it's
Yes, there's a
his
why. I can read
estimation, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can clarify because you're looking at the document right now.
Yes.
A woman of high value would not get a facial tattoo. A man of high value would not date a woman with facial tattoos, is what he is saying. Correct?
Yes and no. Do you want me to read what he says, his why?
I'm looking at it, so but go ahead, tell him.
it says it's a form of self-harm and self-mutilation, which means self-hate. But,
No amount of counseling is going to reverse the irreparable damage a woman with a mural of a mutant clown riding a flaming motorcycle on her back has sustained through her life. The bigger the tattoo, the more damaged she is. End quote. Now he gives an out. He gives an out. He says what it could possibly mean in best case scenario.
Let me hear this
For
out.
not for having a face tattoo, but for having a tattoo on your body. She
Yeah.
could be paying homage to a loved one who changed her life or who had passed away. You can't fault, it says, you can't fault a woman too much in this day and age for having a small concealable tattoo of a relative and or a loved one's name, birthday to commemorate their passing or to preserve their memory in their own skin.
That's not a good enough out.
Is it not good enough
For me.
because you have tattoos, or is it not good enough because other reasons?
It's not a good enough reason for that is not the only reason women get tattooed. The reason I have both of mine, one is an homage to my kids. Okay. This one is for my kids. This one is not because of self-hate. It's quite the opposite. This one is to represent and remind myself daily of the person I'm blooming into. It is about growth. It is not about self-hate. It's about loving myself. It's the complete opposite of this BS. And so this is one that's triggering for me. But like if it's something you're unattracted to because you've had experience with a woman with tattoos and you don't like women with tattoos, that's you. For like saying this is how all men should disqualify women and that they're not a woman of high value is kind of And
No, but
the
again, you're missing what I said. You're leaving
Yes.
that part out.
What part? The face tattoo?
He's basically saying, having small concealable tattoos for a reason that is of a high value reason is okay. Getting the Mona Lisa tattooed on the side of your face because you think it's cool is what he's saying. That's a big no for your boy. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Because what, it, according to him, what it probably means, and yes, I'm being Damien's advocate here, guys. So
I know you are.
Bear with me. That she, air quotes, is psychologically and or emotionally damaged. Did it because other females think it makes her look edgy, independent, or attractive, or it's a combination of the three.
And again, independence isn't bad. He's talking like independence is bad. But well,
according to him, independence is a code for free spirit, which is a code for banana gobbling. Remember, that's kind of...
That's
again, this is not me saying this, folks. This is me literally reading off what this person views.
That is quite the stretch. I feel like a woman of high value would be independent. Not off... Like, I think when he thinks of independence, he thinks, I can go do whatever I want and not be respectful of my man because I'm an independent woman. To me, that is not, that's not independence. That is, independence is having my purpose, walking in it, and not having to depend on another person for anything, for any sort of self-worth, for any sort of value, for any sort of financial help. Like, I want full independence. I am an independent woman. Does that mean I am disrespectful? No, not at all. I am not a disrespectful person. The thing with this too is it shuts. Say she had got a face tattoo when she was young and dumb and did stupid stuff. You are automatically saying she can't grow and can't become a better person and can't make changes. And that she still has it. And his no amount of counseling can reverse. It's bull. People can change for the better. They can. So that's how.
But I don't think that the change isn't the problem, Sarah. And I'm sorry for cutting you off. I don't think the change is the problem. I think it's, again, does that make the person dateable in this person's eyes? And I do understand where they are coming from when they say, hey, if a woman has a face tattoo, one, that's not considered feminine, because this is what he said in videos before. It's not considered feminine.
My face.
But at the same token, it's just not his thing. And that's okay.
It's not his thing. That's okay. Trying to make other women, calling a man a simp because he is attracted to a woman with tattoos.
No. That's a totally different definition.
Oh, well, is it? I.
Oh, we're going to get into simps one of these days.
We're only on number one.
Full disclosure, y'all. I went in a deep dive of all my old old emails from like 2005, 2006. Okay. And the amount of simpitude, nice guy-itis, I did back in 2004, 2005 with women. I'm sick to my stomach reading some of the shit I would send. Gusting. But we will get into it ain't easy.
We'll get into that one another time because I can go into that one too. Let's move on to number two because it's very similar.
Number two, she has piercings.
Mm-hmm.
That is also a variable flag. And he's not talking about ear piercings.
No, he's not. He's talking about holes
in one or both ears.
Mm-hmm.
No studs are red flag. Crimson flags are piercings that are the industrial piercings, the tongue bars and the eyebrow rings. Black flags, as he says, air quotes, are piercings that you would see on the History Channel. Gauged out ears, and it all goes downhill from there. Bull rings, nipple and clit rings are never enough once any given female starts the process of this particular brand of body mutilation, end quote.
It's the same thing as the tattoos. Like, it's the same thing. I barely wear earrings in my ears. This is the same thing. This is one red flag I'm not. So, yay. Sarah, woo.
Yay, progress.
Cross. And that, I, it's the same thing as the tattoos here. Same thing. It's just a different way. Body mutilation.
And I was just going to go to the why. Why does he think this is a flag? Like tattoos, this is self-mutilation, which is self-hate, which leads to potentially self-destructive behavior, namely sex with hordes of men.
Stop.
And
This
he
is
gives an
dumb.
out. He gives an out. What it could mean. Maybe she made a mistake in college, got a tongue ring or a tongue bar or a nipple piercing on a dare, and decided to take it out soon after.
I'm hurt. I have pierced my nose once and my belly button, and my body rejected both of them. So it actually makes me really sad.
You miss your piercings?
I liked my nose piercing a lot, but it my body doesn't like being pierced. Yeah.
So for you, piercing is on the same level as the tattoos. He's just being nitpicky, like really nitpicky in the situation.
He's not attracted to it. He's not attracted to it.
Okay,
There
so
are
we're both
men.
looking at the document. We're both looking at the document, and there is a woman with a long, a wide ear gauge, multiple nose piercings.
She's got the dimple piercings.
She's got the dimple. I just caught the dimple piercing. She has a lip piercing,
I
a
like the dimple
bull ring in
piercings.
her nose, and I guess a chain that attaches from her nostril ring
Yeah, I think she looks
all the
bad.
way to her ear.
I think she's beautiful and looks badass. There are men who would date her, and doesn't mean she's undateable. There are men who are attracted to that. Are they le not high
Are
quality
they high
men?
value men?
Are they high volume men? Possibly. I
Subjective.
this is it's subjective. It is subjective. So yeah, they could yeah, that it's the same thing as the tattoos.
So I'm going to clean up what it probably means according to this person, because there's some very coarse language that even I won't use. She is advertising to men that she is not only promiscuous, but insatiable, who will make sure that you know she has a tongue ring by clicking it against her teeth and giving you the face to come and get it. I
No,
tried really hard, man. I tried really hard to clean
no.
that one up.
I just listen. We're gonna say some things on here. That is not our words. He puts us in a very vulgar, terrible. Okay, we talk about female toxic femininity.
Yes.
To me, this is
Toxic
toxic
femininity.
masculinity, like to the extreme, demeaning women if they don't fit into this box. You know how many women I know? I work with so many women, and they would all fit in these red flags. Every single woman I know, there's just it's ridiculous to me.
Let me ask you a question, Sarah.
Go ahead.
All those women you work with that would fit these flags?
I don't want to go down this road. I know where it's going.
Are they single?
No.
Are they married?
They're both.
Do they have kids?
Both.
You know where I'm going with this.
I'm ignoring you.
So we'll move on to number three.
We'll move on to number
Number three.
three.
Her hair
That's
is,
bad. Here
or
we go
has
again.
been, dyed in a non-traditional color. Now, there's no variable here. This is straight up a crimson flag, according to him. So, if a
What?
woman has dyed her hair a non-traditional color, that is a crimson flag.
I'll wear it. I'm gonna wear this one. This is stupid. I have okay. Let me. He so his reasoning for this, what it could mean. She thought maybe it was for November, but what it probably is, she's an attention
I
whore.
was trying to be nice with the language, Sarah.
I wasn't. She just wants attention. And thrives for constant male attention for the sole purpose of keeping as many backup men on standby as humanly possible in case her boyfriend starts acting up again. Oh, God.
Okay, so this is the first one where I see this as a big reach.
This is very specific.
This is a very oddly specific reach on this person's part. And even for me, I can, even though I'm Damien's advocate, I can see it from both sides. This one's weird for me because if you've seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World and you saw how many times Ramona Flowers changed her hair color, she would be problematic according to this rule. And she actually is. The character is problematic, but that's neither here nor there.
So, I didn't mean to cut you
So,
off. Go ahead.
dyeing one's hair blue, pink, purple, fire engine red, or any other color other than traditional blonde, brown, or ginger is the calling card for a, I'll just say, promiscuous
Oh,
woman,
God.
as he says.
Ah.
It's an attention grab that
Attention
requires little
grab.
effort.
It, the fact that he thinks this is just for men is like, I'm trying to get attention from men. Now, I will say this. I don't want to, but I will. I did dye my hair bright red one time. I mean, like
Okay.
the color of your shirt, Little Mermaid red, just red. And it was out of a emotional reaction of loss. Okay, that is what I do when things go bad. I color my hair. Is it to get attention from other people? No. I dyed it red, and then the very next day said, "This is will get me too much attention. I don't want that." And I turned it. I tried to get it back to a semi-normal color. I've also done green in my hair and pink, and I knew we were gonna do this, and I almost dyed my hair pink just for this episode. Just for this episode. Just
That
for
would
this
not
one.
have worked out well for us.
I
No.
didn't do it though. I had interviews, so I this one is just ridiculous to me because it doesn't there right now it's very, very, very in style to have crazy colored hair and do really unique things almost as an art form, not as a getting as many backup men as possible.
And that's another topic we can discuss at another day, having Billy backups and Betty backups. But number four, I'm gonna clean this one up too. She has overly promiscuous friends.
You're very nice.
Flag level,
A red
red.
flag.
Basically, he's saying because she has overly promiscuous friends, birds of a feather flock together. Hot girls generally hang out with hot girls.
I'm reading some of this. What does the hotness level have to do? Hot girls hang out with hot girls, therefore they're all bad, or hot girls all bad? This one I can see from a psychological standpoint. I can understand why this would make a man feel uncomfortable. Okay, I would. It if it's the same thing with a female and a male relationship. If a male has all these friends that are out.
Gallivanting.
Yes, gallivanting is a great word. Gallivanting in the world, it could make a female concerned about her significant other hanging out with them. This one I personally can understand. Again, it's a blanket statement. It's a blanket statement, and putting people in a box.
Once.
But look, there you go. I was not completely mean on that
That's
one. I
fair.
can understand.
Well, I'm going to make you even more upset because what it could mean versus what it does mean, according to him.
There we go.
Like most promiscuous women, they know that sleeping with dudes by the dozen is a bad thing for them in the long run. And in order to keep from feeling bad about it, going against their biological desire to be with more than one man at a time, they make friends who share their promiscuous tendencies to help them feel better about themselves.
First of all,
And
there's no. As a female, no. I don't, I've never had that thought in my entire
thought.
freaking life. My
You mean
this
that hoe over there? Thought.
I have never thought, hey, I should, no, this, no. No, that is a stretch.
Okay, do you remember How I Met Your Mother?
Yes.
Say no one more time and I'll believe you. Because right now you are Robin Scherbosky. No.
I don't like to be compared to her, but you're not wrong, okay?
Denial's a hell of a thing,
I,
Sarah.
this is
Okay,
extreme
so
for
I
you.
have so full disclosure again, audience. I like here on Damien G. I love to self-disclose, not because I'm egotistical, but because there are reference points that I can connect
Yes.
to. I've had exes who had friends who were just who weren't really good humans in terms of relationships, behaviors. And again, like we always say, Sarah, it's the level of consciousness that they're currently at. We
Yeah.
can't fault them for it. But I did sense early in one of my relationships that her air quote friends were not the best to have around. Now, did I go around, flexing my pecs and saying, yo, back up from your bootleg ghetto ass friends? No, I let her make that choice on her own when she realized that her friends were
Because you're
ratchet.
high quality, sir.
Her friends were just being more ratchet than she can handle. So I didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to be like this gentleman and say that your friends are overly promiscuous and whatnot and insult them. I could let the person see it with their own eyes. So
Right.
there's
That's
that.
exactly how it should be, I believe. It's a yeah, I this one is just a little, I mean, I understand. I understand the concern. I
Yeah,
understand.
denial is not just a river in Egypt, Marino. You are absolutely right.
Yeah,
And Cyrus swimming in it.
I understand this one. I understand why he would have a red flag because I would have a red, like it would be like a, that makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
So far, Sarah, for the four things he's listed so far, you understand three of them.
What?
You
No.
understand where he's coming from with three of them.
I can understand. I can attempt to get in his shoes and understand his thought process. I know his thought process is coming from a very angry, hurt place. Some female has done him wrong, let me tell you. I don't know his story. I know nothing about his story, but he's done. Some female has done him wrong.
So here's number five. This one I'm on. This is a bit of a reach for me.
I will yeah.
Bit of a reach. She's fooled around with other women. So obviously he's referring to a heterosexual, a straight woman
A straight woman, yes.
that has hooked up with women in the past. That's
So,
a crimson flag for him.
okay. I'm going to so this one's hard for me. I've never fooled around with a woman, to be clear. I never had this experimental phase that some women talk about.
I
Never, I
fooled around with a woman. I could tell you, I can speak from
just
experience.
I've never, this was not something I've done. I know some females have had experimented. Does that make them less value? I don't think so. Is this a, oh, it's a crimson flag.
It's a crimson flag, yes.
Okay. But I also know I have had this experience with a specific person back way back when in high school who would intentionally try to, and she said this from her, this came from her mouth, she would try to make out with other women to get attention from men. So personally, now are all women like this? Again, this is a blanket statement. No. This is very much a blanket statement, but I have heard women do that.
So Marino in the chat says, some guys say the worst after we get hurt, while some females say the worst to get us hurt,
Yeah.
basically to hurt
Not
us.
wrong.
I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah, neither will I.
So this one for me is as a per well, you know my history. You know where I've worked in the past in less than reputable niches I have worked in. And I've seen women kiss women all the time who were straight women, and not once did I think that's a red flag. Like,
Yeah.
but on the other hand, I was never the dude that saw two women kissing and thinking, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. I just, no, neither. I wasn't one of those, blah, 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 you know, simpletons that had never seen women kiss before. So this one doesn't really resonate with me at all. I think this one's a bit of a stretch. And I believe one of the lines he says is any female who admits to having had sex with another woman has had dozens of penises in
I love
her,
you trying to,
and that makes her rather promiscuous. I think
yeah.
that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yep,
Moving
I,
on.
yep, this next one's gonna be fun too, so.
So you read it, Sarah. Read this one.
Oh, number six. The crimson flag. She's well traveled. He put that one nicely. Meaning, oh wait, no, this is, never mind.
This is
This is
actual
well traveled.
travel.
Oh, this is crimson flag me, isn't it? Me. Oh yeah, this one really is gonna be fun. When a woman travels alone or with her
Promiscuous
promiscuous
friends.
friends,
The
the
promiscuous level was cranked up to I will sleep with any man setting. That is what I'm paraphrasing here.
Yeah, this that one was hard to yeah.
I'm good at this, by the way. I'm really good at PGing these things.
I'm not. So a woman that basically his theory is a woman that has traveled a lot has been with a lot of men and travels just to be with any sort of man.
She's looking to hook up when she's on vacation with Pavel or Miguel or Luca. Insert random touristy name here, such as Robin Scherbotsky in season two of How I Met Your Mother when she goes and hooks up with
Yes,
Enrique Iglesias while on vacation.
listen here again, blanket statement.
Poor Sarah. She's
Good
crying, y'all.
Lord, I this is another crimson flag I have. Because I have traveled a lot. I have not been with any other person out of the country. That is not when I go again. I'm a huge freaking nerd,
If
okay?
you're a history nerd, that's different.
Yeah. I'm a history science nerd to be specific. So I go to another country and I deep dive into the history and the culture, and I'm not, that is not why I'm there. So this one kills me. This one straight up just, I'm like, no, this is a stretch. Are there women that do this? Yes.
And
Do
he goes
all
on and
women?
said, and he goes and says why he feels this way. Because, quote, lived in Vegas for nearly a decade before going back east. He'd slept with countless women who were in town on business, vacation, or girls' weekend getaway, and they never make it difficult to get them naked, end quote.
What are these women he's attracting? He talks about, no, there's no, yeah, I'm
Marino
sorry.
says that's not true unless it's designated as one of those trips I'd call a hocation.
I've never been on one of those.
Have I
See,
been on a
it's not
hocation?
necessarily true.
Spring break. I think spring break would be classified as a hocation if you're
It
a
could.
college student on the spring
I
break.
never did spring break.
Miami South Beach 2003. That's all that means. Oh no, Vegas,
Yeah, I was gonna say,
2011.
you had a Vegas trip in there, man.
Yeah, Vegas 2011. Yeah.
I so again, so does it make it a red flag for men?
I don't personally care at all. I don't give a crap. I enjoy when a woman travels. I enjoy swapping travel stories with people. I've dated women who have traveled all over the world, and not once did I ever think, man, if my girlfriend goes to Barbados for a girls trip, I'm thinking she's gonna have some man up in her room doing some squat. And I'm like, those things never go into my mind at all. Because my dad taught me at an early age, a person's gonna cheat or they won't. There's no point in getting worried about it.
Can't control that. I think that's a lot of what he tries to do, even with this list, is control and build this woman that doesn't exist from the ground up, and so he doesn't get hurt again.
Everybody has 5 minutes of hoeing, according to Marino. Hoe
On the
time.
vocations or in
On ho
general?
I'm assuming in general, he's saying that mostly everyone has had a hoe time in their lives. It's hoe time.
Well, maybe.
Not something I would want to have a conversation with my parents about. Hey dad, did you have a hoecation? Hey mom, did you ever have a hoecation?
I don't want to know, because if I asked my father, I would get the answer, and I don't want to know that. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Which
Speak.
actually segues us to the next one really quick.
Yes. My mother. Gonna hate
Because your mom was upset with me when I first talked about this list. And why was your mom upset with me, Sarah?
Because number one, our number seven is she was a cheerleader, which was my mother. Also was my stepdad, by the way. Random
Your
fact for you.
stepdad was a male cheerleader
In
or
college.
cheerleader?
Anyways, that was really odd, that back here. She was I told my mom about this list, and she was just, that is not true. That's not true.
And that is how your mom sounds. I can commiserate this. That's how your mother sounds.
The flag level is variable. Doesn't say what the variation is.
This one's very intense, this flag for him.
Yes, this one probably is personal.
If she was a cheerleader in college, the flag levels are elevated. It's one thing to sleep with a bunch of high school football players. It's quite another to sleep with college football and basketball players who are physically elite and much older than when she was in high school.
This sounds
This
like
is
an issue.
oddly specific.
So, I did one peewee, like fourth grade cheerleading and competitive cheerleading. This is not for me.
Let's not.
This is before puberty for Sarah. Okay, this is young Sarah. High school cheerleading, I did not do. I know some of the cheerleaders in my high school, but not all of them were this way. They did not just open their legs to a football player just because they felt like it. College, I don't know. Does he talk about like professional cheerleaders on here? Yeah, this one seems very personal, but like a professional.
I think what he's saying here
That'll go
is
under
the
the
higher
outfit.
you go up the ladder of cheerleading, pros, college, high school, the level of promiscuity the person has probably had is what he's saying.
I again, it's a blanket
Oh,
statement.
I love
I
the
can't.
out. I love the out he gave himself here, the
I know.
what it could mean. She's a good girl who wanted to save herself for marriage. In the fall, she resisted countless advances by the linebacker who went on to be drafted in the first round. The following semester, she proceeded to curb the power forward who could have gone pro straight out of high school. She
This
was
sounds like my
steadfast
mother,
in her
honestly.
this she was steadfast in her Christian beliefs and was not going to let a few flings with the hottest, most athletic man she's ever laid eyes on have the opportunity to have sex with. LOL.
Okay, but to me, that paragraph right there describes my mother. I'm not even lying. Some of the stories I've heard from.
Cheerleaders in college are way too busy to hoe it up, says Marino in the chat.
That was my thought. That's what I was going to say. If he went on to talk about like professional cheerleaders, I'm like, there's no way. Like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders do not have time to hoe it up. They have to work a full-time job. Then they cheer. They also cannot leave the house without full makeup. Like it's a ridiculous amount. And they
it's
get
in the
paid.
Contract, right?
Yeah. And they get paid crap. Crap. And they have to have a degree, like it's a lot, or be in school. It's a lot. It's a lot. And that was what I was wondering about college cheerleading too. So I don't know. This one I can't speak a whole lot on.
I'm not a cheerleader. I wouldn't know. I've dated one cheerleader in the past. Again, these things I've never thought about until coming across this content, and it's starting to get hilarious at this point. So there's two things for eight.
Yes.
There's an 8A and an 8B, but I'm going to just group them together and say,
yeah.
Flag eight, she has or has had both a substance abuse problem and or regularly drinks hard liquor.
Again, this one I can understand. It's addictive behavior, which can be scary. Now talking about if she's had it in the past and overcome it, that's a stupid reason to disqualify any person. Again, ignoring growth, because he does say has or had a problem.
Meaning she could relapse at any time.
Yes. But anyone can, anything can happen at any time. You can't just assume that of a person. If they are such a fantastic person, bring so much value and worth and joy to you, but in the past they've had a problem with drugs, why are you going to just be like, sorry, no. I mean, you are fantastic in every way, but your past, can't do anything about it. Like, that's silly to me.
You're missing so out positive, Sarah. You are like super positive.
It happens. Listen, human beings drive me nuts, but I have faith in them somehow still. I have faith that people can change and have the opportunity to change. And the reason is because of how much I've changed. So this one I'm not going to attack him for at all. The next one I will, though.
Yeah. So the next one, number nine of the red flags or the crimson flags to disqualify a woman as a potential girlfriend. She had a weak or absentee father, otherwise known as daddy issues.
Ah, Lord. All right.
This is a variable flag.
Better be.
Red flag. These will be girls whose mothers managed to find and lock down a traditionally masculine man to lead the household in the absence of the biological father. That's what makes it a red flag.
I have so many issues with this one. This is the worst one of them all to me. The worst. Because this is not the girl's fault. This isn't her fault at all. It's not. And to say, because something a man did to her that she did not have a say in, and say, now you are less value to me, is fucking ridiculous. I am sorry. It's ridiculous. It's not fair. It's not fair.
So here's the why. Here's the why that he's saying. Women with daddy issues exhibit their need for male acceptance through extreme promiscuity at a very young age with much older men. And you and I have talked about this, where when, you know, back in my day, people had 15-year age differences, met them when they were 16, 15, and it was all good and all gravy because that's the way it was.
Yeah, this one I have a problem with. There's no excuse for this one. This is ridiculous. There are plenty of ways women can overcome daddy issues, and this is just, yeah, this is This is what it, I'll read this. What it could mean. I'm not gonna be as good as he is about doing this. Because I will tell you, I am considered to have daddy issues. So this is what it probably means. Is what it could mean is that her mom nailed down a masculine man and was fantastic, and therefore she's just a red flag. What it probably means, her goodness, it probably means, oh, hey, I was just going on my rant because you couldn't interrupt me.
I can only imagine what Sarah said.
Oh, yep. I was reading right now the what it probably means. And I'm not very good at making this less colorful. I did not say anything. I was about to read it. I didn't go into it, so I didn't
Are we still in daddy issues? Did we move on? Are we still there?
Oh
Okay.
yeah, I went on a rant about daddy issues. Yeah, that one's BS. That's all.
Remember How I Met Your Mother? And there's a lot of references here. Oh my God. I think maybe he might have gotten this from How I Met Your Mother episodes, to be quite honest. There's a reason why Barney targets women with daddy issues.
Yeah.
To him,
Oh no, I almost said it. No, yeah.
they are easily manipulated, according to Barney. They want to pick me, so they're willing to do anything. And this is basically what he is saying here, that women with daddy issues are willing to go the extra mile to gain favor from men they are interested in.
Okay. From a psychological standpoint,
Say it.
yes. Saying that they will jump in bed with you and be, no, that's not necessarily true.
Okay.
Okay. Not that extreme. From a, and again, this ignores healing and growth and therapy and all that stuff.
But you have to remember, a lot of these rules automatically disqualify growth in general.
Yes,
It's
they
not
do.
about growth, it's about what they are right then, right there.
So today, as I am, minus one particular black flag that I have.
Oh, he would roast you
Oh, I
on air.
know. Oh, I know. I know.
He'd roast you on
Oh,
air.
I know.
He'd roast me on air, probably.
I would be disqualified, and he would not even, he would miss out on the person that I am. Okay. Let me put my old lady glasses on. Daddy issues is nuts that people don't have a growth mindset and can't see someone can get better from daddy issues. And don't forget, flowers bloom brighter and faster when getting through some crap.
Marino, I've known you for almost 6 years. Really? You went the Hallmark route? Really?
It's beautiful.
Oh, disgusting. You went the Hallmark channel.
it's true. Growth is so important. You can't ignore it. You can't. You
Pretty
can't. And
violent
that,
expression.
again, it's not the woman's fault. It's not
I'm
the
not saying
woman's
it
fault.
is.
Yeah, but that automatically makes her undateable.
Would you
That's.
date someone who had daddy issues? Okay, let's reverse it. Would you date a guy who has mommy issues?
Oh God, I have.
Dated past tense, exactly. So, so here's
Well,
another flag. We'll
okay,
move on to
has
number 10.
currently or move past them? Move past them? Yes. Growth? Yes.
Yeah, you grew.
I did grow.
You grow. Because
I did.
remember, it's about vetting the other person, not you, not your own personal vetting.
Yeah.
So I just figured I'd throw that back at you just to get your point of
You.
view.
Thank you. Thank you.
She smokes. That's a for me, that's an automatic disqualification. I'm sorry. That's
Again, I the way he describes this, he's very colorful with it, and it's
very colorful because I'm looking
yeah.
at the language used. It's very colorful.
I'm just So it's an addiction. I personally, this is gonna be, I don't know if I told you this. I love the smell of cigarettes.
You have told me this, yes.
It is, and it's me, my brother does too, and it just reminds me of my grandmother. Do I smoke? No. Does anyone in my family, like immediate, like brothers, sisters, smoke? No. We do enjoy the smell of smoke. My mother cannot stand the smell of smoke because her mother smoked. I mean, this is, I don't really have much to say on this one because it's not,
Yeah, it just
it would
is.
be, for me, it would be like yeah, I'm not so sure about that kind of thing. Even though I like the smell of cigarettes, I just would be like, I would be concerned about their health. And I'm a
And
big health
that's mine.
person.
That's mine. I care
Yeah.
about the health. I
Yeah,
don't.
I'm a big health person.
Plus, who wants to kiss an ashtray? Let's be honest here. Who wants to make out with an ashtray? I wouldn't want to.
I have never,
Number
that's,
11.
yeah.
This is bound to divide some people. She dresses promiscuously for Halloween.
This reminds me of How I Met Your Mother too, the
He
slutty
must have
pumpkin.
taken all the he must have taken all this from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, I do have. Yes, dresses promiscuous for Halloween. I mean, again, I don't know. I don't think I agree with this one because some women just legit want to feel good about themselves. We had this conversation. I wore a very nice form-fitting dress to free play the other day, and you were like, "Well, why are you doing it?" I was like, "Because I've worked my butt off, lost a lot of weight, and for I feel good that I can actually wear this for once."
But you weren't
And
wearing a costume, Sarah.
no, but they may feel good in what they're wearing. I can't, like, maybe, I mean, if I, no, I wouldn't. I'm trying to think, like, if I lost, got to exactly where I want to be, maybe I'd wear stuff like that. And then,
Quinn, I adore you. She goes, has he seen almost all the women Halloween costumes before? We don't
no,
have a lot of options.
there's not a whole lot of options. It's very true.
You could be a robot. You could be a robot.
Okay, this is gonna sound terrible and sacrilegious. I don't dress up for Halloween. I did growing up, and every single year, and still when I'm adult, I'm a black cat every single year because I just am like not creative enough for Halloween. My best friend on the planet, she is Halloween is her life. That is what she does. She has a Halloween tree. Her house vomits Halloween. She loves Halloween, and it's because of her family growing up, that was their holiday. Like Christmas is for me, Halloween is for her. And she hates Christmas and I love it. And so I don't know why we're friends. This time of year we get a little tense with each other. So I never dressed up for Halloween. I just was a black cat every single year. And now like I'm too worried about dressing my children up. I'm like, I have no time to dress myself up. We're in no way.
Okay, I was gonna clean all this up. But
Go
this
ahead.
is hilarious, and I'm just gonna repeat verbatim what he said. Quote, "She's dressed as a slutty Lois Lane, and her boyfriend is playing the role of Jimmy Olsen at home, so she can find a hot Clark Kent to pound her out at the party." I don't make this stuff up, folks. I cannot make this stuff up.
What's written.
Verbatim.
We have cleaned this up a lot. That one we did not. He did not. You did not.
The Superman slander I will not stand for. I'm sorry.
this again sounds very specific. Like a specific situation happened. I don't know that I've ever done Halloween while I had my significant other was at home. Ever. Ever.
See, now that I'm thinking back to it, every time I've been in a relationship where Halloween rolled around, my partner's dressed conservatively. I remember once my ex was Black Widow during the Avengers. She dyed her hair red and all that jazz for it. So it wasn't that she was a slutty Black Widow. She literally dressed up as a SHIELD agent with a gun. and
that
that was
cool.
what you wanted to do. I've had other exes dress up as old school Disney princesses in the whole ball gown and everything for Halloween. She didn't have to, they didn't have to wear the risque outfit, so they didn't want to.
This one's a little bit, this one sounds specific again, like something happened to him or he did get it from How I Met Your Mother.
So we're gonna do speed round because we're almost at an hour here. So we're gonna speed up a little bit. Number 12, she has the party voice.
Which I still don't even know what that is. So
we've all heard the girl who has the raspy voice. Her voice always sounds like she's just getting over being hoarse for a couple of days. This is called the party voice, and it is indicative of a female who has been ran through. I did not say that. He did. The medical term for party girl voice is chronic laryngitis, which, according to the Mayo Clinic, is caused by excessive alcohol use and smoking. And if you're paying attention, number 10, rule number 10 plus rule number 8 equals rule number 12.
Yeah, whatever.
That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Number 13.
As long as she doesn't sound like that old lady impression I did a couple of weeks ago for you.
What are you talking about, Lewis?
Morty! She doesn't sound like that. We're fine. Not a big, you know, because let's be honest here. Voices can sound attractive or not so much.
Yes, they can. I went on one particular date and it was all like via text message or message through Bumble. And I met up with him and the second he opened his voice. Mouth, I was like, this ain't gonna work. This is not gonna work.
So it's safe to say you agree with him in this one.
Sure, the party girl. His reasoning, I don't agree with necessarily, but like voice sound is a big deal for me. I won't be friends with people because of their voice sometimes.
Right.
I will instantly be turned off and just not listen and just be like, no, your voice is, I can't handle it. So
if you were friends with Gilbert Gottfried, that friendship would end because his voice is annoying?
Probably.
Do you know who Gilbert Gottfried is?
No, I don't. But
the voice of Iago from Aladdin, the parrot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Number 13. She is or was a competitive athlete. This goes back to the cheerleader thing.
This is yes. And this is, again, we've had this conversation because we looked up this article, I think, from here. Yeah. The Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, comparing an event that is extremely hard to get into, you're competing against people from all around the world and you made it, and that's a big deal. Comparing that to everyday athletes or college athletes is stupid to me.
Okay, so I'm looking right now. This is the 2012 Olympics, and apparently they had for the Olympic Village. Actually, 2000 Sydney Games. They had to order 20,000 extra condoms after the initial 70,000 ran out. And even Hope Solo, the former soccer star, copped to the raucous nights of sexual escapades in the Olympic Village. So, 90,000 condoms ran out, huh?
At the Olympics.
90,000 condoms.
Saying that competitive athletes are a red flag. What is this one? Varies? Red flag female athletes are high school girls who play sports. They'll get attention and from.
We're trying to clean this up and I appreciate you.
Yes, I'm not doing very well. Which gives them early start on the carousel. I love referring to the carousel.
This goes back to what he said before about cheerleading, because his thought process is if an attractive female athlete, because the pictures in this book are all attractive female athletes.
They're extremely attractive. Yeah.
They would have better options to hook up with better looking men, other athletic men. So he's basically calling that a red flag because they have they would potentially have eyes for the Chads of the world, as they say, and not the Jimmy Olsen at home.
When I was in sports, when I was a competitive volleyball player, I did cross country, I did everything, but I'm focused on my sport, like completely. I was not out riding the carousel in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't actually, the athletes, see,
I'm not taking shots at you here. That's not me.
I know. The cheerleading thing, the athletes I knew were very much focused on their sports. It was very important. Again, I grew up in a tiny town where we lived off of sports, and that is what we did. And so you put everything you had into your sport. Mm-hmm. Relationships weren't, when you were in your sport, that wasn't a thought. So
that hoe over there. Gotcha. Yeah. So number four. Okay. So the next two are going to be a little R-rated.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do my best here to clean it up for the monetization purposes here. Number 14. She gives great fellatio.
This is also stupid.
How is this a red flag?
I don't, because it probably means she's had a lot of practice, is my thought.
That's what he's saying, that she's fellated a lot of dudes and ingested a lot of semen, which has honed and perfected her technique. And
no.
I think that's self-explanatory.
I'm not going to go into details on this one. Just no. See, I told you number 15 was a thing. But what?
So Quinn, going back to number 12, that's not always true. It's just generalizing someone based on their hobbies. It's almost as bad as saying I'm not dating someone because they're too short. Oh, we'll get into that one day. You can't change your height, but you can change your hobbies.
It's still generalizing.
Continuing. Yeah, number 14, I don't. Gives good head? That's a red flag? Wouldn't you want to be with someone who gives you good head? Oh my
God. I don't know. Number 15 is going to be...
Number 15, butt stuff.
I don't have much to say on this.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
She does butt stuff. That's basically what he's saying.
I'm thinking of a recent event you and I watched.
What did we watch?
we were at Free Play. We were watching a date happen, and so
I remember this. Yes. Oh, because she was walking funny. Yes. Yes. We thought, okay, so story time, fellas and ladies. Real quick, we shout out to Free Play. We love you. We adore
always.
You. But we were there recently, and we saw what looked to be a couple on a very successful date. Yeah. Now, Sarah and I both noticed that the woman was walking a little drained. Is the word I'll use.
We both
to the point where Sarah thing. Just blurts out to me, "What if she has anal beads in right now?" And that's why she's walking like that.
There was alcohol involved in the statement, to be clear.
Mind y'all, that's something I normally would say. But Sarah didn't say.
I did. I'm sorry. I did, and then it was a thing all the rest of the night. Anytime the poor
butt
girl
stuff.
Walked by. Yeah.
But stuff.
Anyways. Number 15. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say to this. I don't.
She does anal with every man she's had sex with. Look, dude, you're not special. None of us are. If a girl you're dating lets you boink her in the booty, she's either doing it for her pleasure or trying to make you think you're the only guy she's ever done it with to make you feel special.
The way he phrases this, she's either doing it for her. Why else would she do it? If that's what she enjoys, I don't understand. Do you not?
What's
that? I don't understand. I don't understand that statement at all. It doesn't compute with me.
he follows it up by also saying that if a woman gives up the booty, literal booty, that it will increase the likelihood that the man would stick around, because not every single woman does anal. So
she's trying to trap him? That would be the opposite of a trap.
It's a butt trap. It's a butt trap. Number 16.
This is ridiculous. Sarah,
this is your least flaggiest flag.
This is my black flag right here.
Yes. And it starts as a black flag.
Yep. There's no varying from this one. This is just a black flag. You're done for. You're worthless.
You're done for, kid. You're done for. You're done for. So drum roll please for number 16 of 16 ways to immediately disqualify her for a long-term relationship is
she's a single mother.
Ta-da!
Bum, 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 black flag. Why?
Go ahead, Sarah. I'm gonna let you tackle this one.
I'm not gonna be as good about, okay, before I read this, let me clarify. I understand if a man is like, I don't want kids and I don't want to raise another man's kids. Cool. Cool. Like, great. Fantastic. That's your choice. And I'm not going to chase a guy that doesn't want that. Like, cool. Cool. Fantastic. Now, automatically, like we talked about this recently because we saw another thing where a man stepped in with a woman and loved the woman and her daughter as well. And it happens. Okay. This is hard for me. This one is hard for me because I understand not wanting. Now, this is what makes me mad. It's common knowledge among men with red pill awareness that single mothers make the worst girlfriends, wives, and mothers. But God, their selfishness, entitlement, and victim mentality makes it impossible to train bad behaviors out of them. Mm-hmm. What's worse is that anything you do good for them is viewed as maintaining status quo.
Uh-huh.
This first paragraph makes me want to cry and just pound people. Damien,
yes.
I have a question for you. Do you think I have a victim's mentality?
Say that again.
Do you think I have a victim's mentality? You know me.
Briefly, when we first started hanging out and getting to know each other and working together, mm-hmm. I thought at first you had a little bit of one, but that quickly changed.
Yeah.
So no, you met me right now, you don't.
No, you met me right in the middle of my BS, in the middle of all of it. Like, mm-hmm. My story is nuts. And so I could see where you thought I had that, but I don't. So.
And I know you don't, and I can say that. You don't.
Impossible to train statement. They make. They're impossible to train. Did you know that? You can't build a single mom from the ground up. No, you can't. You shouldn't build anyone up. Okay. Single mothers make bad decisions with men, with money, with children, and everything else they control.
He gave an out.
The out is not good enough either. They're always wading through a cesspool of chaotic sludge known as their everyday lives, which gives them an excuse not to look in the mirror, take stock, and hold themselves accountable for their shitty lives.
Because the man's fault, because men are trash.
Anyways, they're always on the lookout for a beta provider.
Beta bucks.
Oh, single mothers sleep with anything and everything that pisses standing up. hopping hang on. Hoping against all hope that one of them is stupid enough to stick around long enough for her to get her hooks in him. Anyways.
Okay, so Marino in the chat, he brought up a interesting point. What are women, dogs? Training this guy is ridiculous. LOL, that being said, I wouldn't date someone with kids anymore after my experience, but that's my preference.
It is your preference, and you have that choice. Saying that no man should date a single mom, because this, here's his out. Let me read his out. What it probably means. Oh, she divorce raped her husband, cheated and got caught, or had a kid or five out of wedlock. Can I be clear?
He's talking about those Maury Povich mamas, isn't he?
I guess so.
Okay.
Listen, this is this. Oh, this is what's it? What it could mean. A single mother may have lost her husband through no fault of her own or under circumstances that she could not control.
Right.
Okay. She may have lost her husband to a disease like cancer. He may have been killed in a car accident or in the line of duty as a police officer, firefighter, or military service deployed in the country hostile towards Americans. So basically, the only way out is death.
He went to war.
He went to war and died. Otherwise, if they're divorced, it's because she divorce raped her husband, cheated and got caught, or had five kids out of wedlock.
And for clarity, the divorce rape means that once the divorce happened, she took almost everything he had financially. That's what they mean by that.
There's a reason this one bugs me so much, because that is the opposite of what happened with me. I had nothing. I had nothing. I was left with nothing. Never cheated. Never had kids out of wedlock. Nothing. This is, it's just ridiculous to me. And black flag. Something I couldn't control. This whole single mothers can't look at themselves in the mirror and take accountability for their lives. It's something I do every single day.
I was going to say, you do that all the time, so I
every
can't.
Every single day. Mm-hmm. Every single day. How can I be a better person today? Where am I failing? What? How can I step up every single day? And so this is just, I am definitely not looking for a beta provider. I do not sleep with anything that stands up to pee. I don't, it's ridiculous. Is there someone out there for me that will be like, I don't expect someone to come in and be a dad to my kids. I don't want it. They have a dad who loves them and is a fantastic dad to them. Is there someone willing to be in my life for that? I don't know. I don't know. But to sit there and say, I have no value other than to, I'm trying to think of how to.
Your chromosomes?
Yes. Other than just for a night of fun? No, that's, my value is way more than that. So number 16 is a lot. I hate that one. I hate it so much. Take it very personally.
So for my own two cents, I'm not a single mother and I will never be a single mother.
No,
genetics. You know, unless it's that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he's pregnant, but genetics, I just won't be a mom. I have dated single mothers in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that's my thing.
Yeah.
Not my thing. Not my thing. And my answer as for why has changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was more in my own insecurities when I was younger, because I wouldn't be a number one priority. The kids would always come first. That was my selfish mindset. But as I've gotten older, I realize, because I don't want children, and because I've worked with children my entire career, the last thing I want to do is come home to
and
other
be
kids that aren't mine.
Yeah, which is understandable. Like
What do I
that.
always tell you? What's my number one niche role when it comes to kids? Cool Uncle
No.
Damien. That's it.
That is fine, and that is 100% a choice. You are absolutely allowed to make. It's more of how he describes how single mothers are in here. That's like really, that right there is just toxic masculinity right there. That's just that is a very, very that is putting woman in a box. That is a major blanket statement. And it just if all men thought this way, like it the society would be dead. It just wouldn't work out. But I so much of like the daddy issues is not a choice. It's not a choice. Sometimes divorce isn't a choice. Sometimes, guess what? The man cheats and not the woman. It happens. And it's kind of it this is written one to sell to it's from a very hurt and angry place. And as you can tell, just from me reading it, hurt and anger can definitely spawn and create more hurt and anger, which is not where the toxic masculinity and toxic femininity are feeding off of each other and creating just more toxicness. And they're just too extreme, just toxic. They're just toxic.
And I think that's the best way to describe it. It's what we've gone over in this episode of the Damon G Show, just to say some people believe in this. Some people, like Sarah and myself, give it the side eye. There are some things that make sense when you look at it from both sides of the coin. And there are things that are just way out of left field, and I just can't fathom it. But that is my experience and my connection to the material. I only wanted to bring this out to people because I want people to kind of get a peek into when you and I work with our clients. And then when we have these coaches powwows, these are things that come up. These are things that people may want to talk to us about. These are things that we bond with other people about, talking about these topics. So I wanted to just expose it to a larger audience and be as objective as humanly possible while still attempting to see both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
So anyone that comes
Some.
to us in a negative mo negative manner, it ain't us. We're just reporting the news, kind of thing. We're just reporting
Yes.
it. We are not standing by it. We don't support
No.
it. We don't object to it fully. It's just, this is what it is. Here you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I. We. Yes. We definitely. There are people that believe this stuff. Very much so. And we do come across people, and we have to be like, hold up. Let's figure out where this came from. Where did this thought develop?
Who hurt you is
Who
usually the
hurt
first
you?
thing. Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? Yes, that's how I feel about this YouTuber. Who hurt you? You've been hurt pretty bad.
Yep. Hurt people hurt people.
Yep.
There you go, Marino. Perfect.
They
Hurt people.
do. They do. Yeah. No. A lot of what we come on here to talk to you guys about is if you have thoughts like these. To almost like open your mind, you have more, at least for me, I have learned and discovered my worth and my purpose in the past year, and it's been a huge transformation. I think the person I am now has always been there. It's just been buried, and developing them. And I think we all have a person in us that we're meant to be, that we are supposed to develop and create and pull out. But life happens, and a person gets buried, and they get buried in thoughts like these, and because of hurt and whatever else comes their way. And yeah, it's we're not here standing for this. Not in the I me for the most part, and not most of it. Like it makes me so sick. But the purpose I think of every single conversation we have is know your value,
Know
know
your
your
worth.
worth. No matter what any YouTuber says, know what you bring to the table, and you don't need it in any other person. any other person. There's a song that I keep mistaking loneliness for love, and that's what we don't
Ooh.
want you guys to do anymore.
No.
I mean, the lyrics itself, I was like, this is exactly what we talk about all the time.
Don't mistake loneliness for love. I feel it should be on a bumper sticker, or on a t-shirt, or on a
Yep.
hat.
It's the this is the chorus, because I keep mistaking loneliness for love. I'm trying to find myself in someone inside someone else. Anything not to feel alone, anything at all just to feel whole. And I keep mistaking loneliness for love. And that is the thing we don't want for you guys. We
We do not.
want you guys to know your worth and know your value and not find it in any other person. That's the point of every single time we come on here and talk. Hey, look at the shirt I have. It's
Yes,
crimson red.
it's a
That's all.
crimson flag shirt, and it happens to be my merchandise. So for those who don't know, anyone who wants to purchase a Damien G shirt, all proceeds for the month of August will go to benefit Free Play Arcade, Save the Arcade, because Free Play, because of COVID-19, even though it is like our second home, has taken a bit of a hit financially. And we're trying to save all the arcades here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of the Free Play brand, and they've had to close down their Denton location. So that sucks. They have a patreon.com, look up Free Play, Save the Arcade there. Anything I sell from my t-shirts, go to whatamaneuver.net and look up Damien Salty G, and you will see my t-shirts there available for sale. And again, all proceeds for this month will go directly to benefit Free Play's undying devotion to stay afloat in these uncertain times.
We love them very
We love
much.
them. Without you, there is no us, everybody. And thank you again. And you can find the show at DamonGShow@gmail.com. Myself at DamonGShow on both Twitter as well as Instagram. And Sarah, do you even know your Twitter handle?
Yes, I do. I think it's Texas Girl 61612.